This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And there was some remarkable news out of Detroit today. The Ford Motor Company reported a 44% increase in quarterly profits this morning. Quite a turnaround from the Detroit that we knew just five, maybe six or so years ago. Elsewhere in global automotive news this morning, we learned Volkswagen has become the number one car maker on the planet, topping Toyota and fulfilling a very publicly declared corporate goal. Marketplace's Gigi Duban explains the strategy behind Volkswagen's climb to the top.
If you think of Volkswagen's car brands like they were part of a stock portfolio, it would be pretty diverse. And that's a good thing, says Thilo Kozlowski. He's vice president and automotive practice leader at Gartner.
As a large company that owns multiple brands, it is important that you have to have a balanced approach of premium brands and volume brands.
For Volkswagen, that volume brand is Volkswagen. Audi, another Volkswagen brand, has had very healthy profit margins. And Kozlowski says,
a company like Porsche, which is also a brand within the Volkswagen group, has the highest profit margin of traditional auto manufacturers that is out there.
But just because a car company is number one in sales doesn't mean it's making money, says Steven Zackley. He's chief economist with the National Automobile Dealers Association.
Realistically, it doesn't really mean anything in terms of profitability, popularity of models.
He says Volkswagen's aggressive global push, adding factories and brands, could work against the company.
A large system that produces a large volume of motor vehicles is also very expensive to run, and it's very expensive to maintain.
But that global expansion got it to number one. Mike Austin is editor-in-chief of Autoblog.com. He says the company's sales in China have been a major plus. In Europe, of course, it's a slam dunk. On the other hand,
Volkswagen in the U.S. is struggling. They only have about 30,000 units so far this year. It's 1/6 the size of Toyota in terms of sales.
And he says Volkswagen and Toyota are so close, it's anyone's game for the next 6 months. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.